Hello?
Hey, Brandon, this is B. How are you?
I'm doing good yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I know that you spoke to my associate, Sid Peterson, last week.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, awesome. He mentioned that you bought this property over on Long Meadows Drive and you were hoping to sell it.
yeah, that's a good enough summary, I suppose.
Well, I mean, I'd love for you to fill in any blanks that I missed.
Well, I bought this property back in 2004-ish as my primary residence. And then when I moved out of the house, circa 2012, I put it in a sale, a contract for sale with a friend of mine, and he's been renting it out to a friend of his since then. But he and I are both sort of ready to just sell it and cash out. So it's not a situation where I've recently bought a property and I'm looking to turn it around. It's a home I fell down to for 20 years.
Yeah, I did see that you bought it. I think it said 2006 is what I saw on the records.
Sounds right.
Okay. Is your buddy who is renting it out, is he on the deed as well?
No, I'm the only one on the deed, but I have his full cooperation, so if we need his signatures for anything, he's gonna sign.
Okay. I mean, if he's not on the deed, then it should be fine.
Yeah.
And the other things I mentioned is, as you just did, you have renters in there, but you guys were looking to serve them a 30-day notice in October, or a 90-day notice?
So, yeah, my friend believes that. I don't know why he believes this, because I haven't reviewed his contract or anything like that, but he believes he needs to give 90-day notice. I used to own rental properties in Virginia, and I certainly didn't need to do 90 days, but I don't know
Right.
his contract. So he was going to do that October 1st, which we would definitely be freed up by January 1st, if not sooner.
Well, I mean, the good news with what we offer is we can always buy it with tenants in place.
Okay.
And then you may not have to worry about any of that. Of course, like you're saying, I've only ever known that tenants have to have 30 days unless it's written otherwise in the agreement that they have to have 90 days.
Right. Yeah, like I said, I haven't seen his rental contract that he had the guy sign. It's my understanding he's on a month-to-month basis at this point, because he's been in there practically since I sold him the property back in like 2012 or whatever.
Wow.
So the guy's been in there a while. Thing is, his income is somewhat unreliable, and he's been relying on his significant other and his mom for help, and I don't know the full story there. All I know is that my buddy sends me the payment that I need each month.
Yeah, it sounds like a mess that you don't need to be involved in.
Yeah, that's really not my circus, you know. I've got a contract with my friend. As long as he sends me the money, what he does on that end of it is up to him.
Okay. Are you still paying a mortgage on this?
Yes, I am.
Do you know what's your monthly amount?
The monthly mortgage amount is about $1,100.
Do you know what your total left is on it?
The total amount remaining on the mortgage?
Yeah.
75,000 roughly.
Okay. So let's just pretend we live in a perfect world and everything goes your way all of the time. How would this go for you, Brandon?
I would get an offer that my friend and I both consider acceptable, and we'd sign and turn it over. Whether that involves, getting the tenants to move out or the property's taken over with the tenants still living there is sort of irrelevant to me. But yeah, I guess that's probably it in a nutshell.
So, what is an acceptable offer for you guys?
That's more difficult to answer, and I'm a little hesitant to throw out a number because then I worry that, numbers coming my way would be centered around that, if that makes sense. I will say my friend has told me roughly what he wants to get out of it. Obviously, I need to get enough out of it to make it worthwhile. I know what the estimated value of the house is, if it's in good condition and, you know, available and all that kind of stuff. I did have contractors available in Virginia, so I always kind of have the option of, you know, getting the guy moved out that's living there and then putting some contractors in there, putting $10,000 in the property or something like that, and then selling it at market value. But frankly, we're willing to accept under market value just to ease it all and not have to deal with it.
Right. So one thing I heard out of there with your experience, you think it would take $10,000 to get it to market value?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't been in the house in a while. Before I moved out, I know that we had fully remodeled the main kitchen. We had redone some of the flooring, and I believe the tenant has redone some of the flooring as well, but like laminate vinyl flooring, some things like that. I know the AC was done. I also know that I had the roof replaced while I was there, so the roof should still be good. So I don't know. My gut instinct, though, is it's probably a situation where, a facelift, paint, carpet, crap like that is probably sufficient if I was to go in and remodel it and put it on the market.
Yeah, that's good to know because, I mean, clearly you know what you're talking about. Nowadays, and I hate to say this, but getting closer and closer to elections, stuff is getting like pricier. So we flipped some properties and it's hard for it, whereas we used to do properties for $10,000 last year, those are taking upwards of like $16,000 to $20,000 to do like just the paint, just the floors, maybe replace the cabinet tops, kitchen cabinets, you know, like just very minimal stuff that you would do for a small flip. So, I mean, but here
I mean, it's been a little while. I moved out of Virginia in 2016, and obviously a lot's changed since then. But like I said, I used to own rental properties there. I mean, including a whole apartment complex. So I've got contacts and I've got experience dealing with it.
Right.
But my prices could be, I mean, admittedly, they could be a little off. Things might have gone up since then.
Yeah, and like I said, it's the election really just throws everything off for, like, the whole year, you know? So, but I want to say that with, like, the floors being redone, the kitchen being redone, new roof, I mean, you're probably not far off from that 10K, but I would say, like, 15,000 just to be safe, again, since we haven't been in a while.
Yeah.
But I mean, with that, I'm sure you looked into the market around you. How much do you feel that houses are going for in that neighborhood, like after repair?
Well, it's interesting because the neighborhood has a bit of a mixture. A lot of the houses in that neighborhood were split foyers, the kind of colonial split foyer style. And a lot of those, I think, are in the 300 to 350 range. I can't remember off the top of my head. My particular house is more single level, but with a finished basement. It's got about 2,000 square feet. I think online it always says 1,000, but it's not accounting for the basement, which is fully finished. So the Zillow estimate, the homes.com estimate, the realtor.com estimate, we're all kind of hovering between 240 and 250 for my house. Now that said, I used to be married to a realtor in Lynchburg, and I know a lot of realtors in Lynchburg, so it's kind of trivial for me to get a realtor out there to look at it and give me an actual price if I decided to go that route.
Yeah, that's fair. And I mean, honestly, if you did decide to go that route, we have options for that too. I have a realtor in-house who could help list it for you guys so that you don't have to go searching and shopping and potentially run into somebody you don't want to run into.
Yeah. There's no shortage of realtors in Lynchburg. That's the least of my concerns.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that does work kind of nicely for you. There's a lot of brick ranchers in that little area around you. I'm not really seeing anything that's sold in the last, like, this past year for those 340 numbers. And it's a little bit more difficult to find houses that are like yours since you do have the finished basement. And how many beds is it again?
So it's got 5 bedrooms total. It's got 2 living rooms. It's got 2 kitchens. And then it's got a full bath, a 3-quarter bath, and a half bath.
Okay.
The 3-quarter bath, I've never heard of before. Well, before I bought the house, just the shower, no tub.
So wait, what is it? It's a bathroom with just a shower?
Yeah, it's got a shower, but no tub. And it was marketed as a 3-quarter bath. It was really bizarre. But anyways, it's got 2 full baths and a half bath, basically.
That's pretty funny. So 2 full baths and I see what you mean. 2 kitchens, 2 living rooms. I mean, it's almost like you have, like, a split-level living, like,
You could. In fact, I used the basement as an in-law suite. It's got a separate entrance. So my in-laws literally lived there and lived in the basement area.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
The basement was largely remodeled while I was there too, because we had a crack in the wall, so we had to get basement waterproofing done. That was good fun, but thankfully I had a contact for that too. And then we had to do all new floors in the basement.
Oh wow.
But again, you're talking 2012, something like that. So.
Yeah, but I mean, still, that's pretty. I mean, it's really hard when you have renters in it and you don't.
I know.
Know exactly what's been going on.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell you. Like, my worst days are when I have somebody who's agreeing to sell their property and I go into their house and realize that the tenants have trashed it. There's leaks that they haven't told the guy about, and I mean, those are just.
Yeah.
You never want to have that combo, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I haven't been in there. But I do know my buddy said he had to get the AC fixed in the last year, and I'm pretty sure he went out there at the time. So I don't believe there's any major issues. The guy that's renting it is also a plumber, or at least was. So I'm fairly confident there's no plumbing issues.
That's good.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm definitely seeing. Like I said, the numbers I pulled before were based off 1,000 square foot, so I'm really glad that you told me more about it. The highest thing I see that's pending right now that would probably be a pretty good comp is a property that's going for $330 if it goes through. Now, looking at it, yeah, they sold it unfinished, so before any reservations in June, for $200,000. And so the reason I mention that is just because, as you know, with like a cash deal, that's kind of where we as an investor would want to be, is around that $200,000 where those other guys got it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, how does that feel when I say that?
I think that's the sort of range that we were hoping to see.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, go ahead.
Obviously, it's just sort of a informal discussion, nothing on written down, nothing on paper. You haven't walked in and looked at it, so I'm respecting all of that in the process. But that is definitely a range that, you know, we would work with.
Okay. I mean, so I know I haven't seen it yet. The way that my agreement is set up, Brandon, is, you know, what I'd really like to do is, if that sounds like a pretty good number to you, I'd love to get it into writing over to you. Once we have it in writing, then we really do our inspection. Is that agreeable for you?
I would confirm with my buddy that, like, has the renters in there, but yeah, I would think that shouldn't be a problem. obviously you're going to need to get it inspected. I mean, that's a given.
Right, right. And I mean, like I said, those people had it at 200. They did a really, really great job. And yeah, I actually know the people who did the renovation, and I can tell you, like, they probably did new countertops. They left the original flooring, the original wood floor. Definitely did redid the paint. But it's a beautiful, beautiful home with, like, great character. So I think that 200 is a really good price point that we could get a deal for. And, I mean, like I said, even with that price, we could have you guys close. I would have to see the papers, like the lease agreement that your buddy has. But
yep.
We could probably take over the tenants for you guys, and you don't have to worry about it.
I can get him to send me a copy of it. I don't, like I said, I haven't seen it. I don't have a copy, but he and I are, we're still good friends. Do you live in that area? Sounds like you're familiar with the area at least.
I am pretty familiar with the area. I'm very blessed to have a couple homes. So, strange enough, my home base is Arkansas right now, but I was in that area for quite a few years.
So he owns, the guy that, my friend, he owns Manja downtown on Main Street. He owns, it was an Irish pub next to it. He also owns a building further up that he uses now for like event venue space, but it's next to the main pawn shop on Main Street downtown. He owns now like quite a bit of real estate in that area, especially downtown area.
Well, that's super awesome. And you, I'm so sorry. Give me just 1 second. Sorry, the dogs are getting antsy after 5 o'clock.
I get antsy after 5 too.
Yeah, I think we all do a little bit.
Yep.
You kept saying that you sold it to him in 2012, but he's not on the deed?
Yeah, so we entered into a contract for sale, almost like a rent-to-own, but a little slightly structured different. It's basically a simple interest type of contract.
Yeah.
Basically, you know.
Hey, I am losing you a little bit.
Can you hear me a little bit better now?
No. Yep, I can hear you better now.
I was just getting to the house and like signal cut out. I was just saying the intention was it was just a simple interest contract, right? It's not amortized or anything like that. So it's really not his favor. And his lawyer that reviewed it for us strongly urged him not to sign it because it was very much structured well in my favor and he didn't have a lot of protections. Like you said, the deed's just in my name and stuff. That said, we're friends and he trusted enough that it wasn't an issue. So the expectation, the intention, I think, was always for him to just go out and get a regular mortgage on it eventually, you know,
right.
Keep it kind of a rent-to-own situation for a year or two and then pull out a mortgage on it. But I don't know. That never happened. So he still just pays me monthly.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we've done that several times ourselves. So I totally get what you're talking about there. And, you know, sometimes people think they're going to be able to get a mortgage and they just can't, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah, it was the second or third or whatever property for him just as an investment, and it's a lot harder on investment properties. And I think he spent a lot more of his efforts and his money funneled into his business than the other investments downtown. So, you know, as long as I wasn't giving him a hard time, he was willing to let this one keep going the way it was.
Gotcha. Well, since we both have a number that we like, I'm going to go ahead and get this sent out to you, Brandon. At least that way you have something like written down and, you know, just something that you can, if your partner wants something in front of him, you know, you have it, you guys can see it and see that it's a legit offer and something you guys can agree to. How long do you think it's going to take you to get in touch with him and go over this?
So last time
I just text him, and then he'll call me when he's ready or he's available, which is usually same day. So once you send me whatever you're going to send me, I'll probably get it over to him and touch base with him within a day or two.
Okay. I do have to put on there like a return date. So I'm just going to put for Wednesday so that you guys have a couple days to kind of go over it. And then
okay. The
other thing is I'm not putting him on here since yours is name on the deed. The only thing that means, the only issue I could foresee arising from that is that he might come back with a, hey, you know, why isn't my name on here? How do I know I'm going to get some of these funds?
Yeah, no, he's not worried about that.
Okay. But if for any reason something does come up, I don't mind him on here, Brandon. That's no problem.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll keep you posted, but look, the reality of the situation is I could be contacting people without involving him at all, technically, right? Like,
yeah.
we're friends enough that, you know, neither of us are going to screw the other one over.
Right. All right. Well, I'm going to click send on this right now. I should probably make sure I have the right email for you. I have brandon.farber@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to, Alrighty. I'm sending it right now. Before I let you go, though, I just want to make sure that it populates on your end.
He threw my 400 emails. Forrest McGee.
Yes, that would be us. That is the CEO of the company. Our company name is CBA Homes, but a lot of people know us as Forrest Buys Houses.
Okay. Yep, it looks like I've got it.
Awesome.
All right, well, I will get in touch with him, review it, and then I'll get back to you by Wednesday.
Okay. And again, just so we're clear, you know, we are going to do the inspection later. You'll see that in the document. Basically, it's going to have your name, the property we're talking about, and the biggest part there is that the property is going to be sold as is. You guys aren't going to have to do anything to it. The closing terms are that we pay all the closing costs. We just ask that you have a clean title. And of course, whatever you get paid from that $200,000 is also going to have to pay off the mortgage at closing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Other than that, it's pretty basic and just that we need access to for inspectors or contractors or partners, things like that.
All right. Well, I've looked at probably 50 of these types of contracts in my time so far. So hopefully nothing weird stands out. But
okay. If something weird pops out to you, let me know. But we try to keep it pretty simple.
Sure thing. Sure.
All right,
well, I will take a look at this and get in touch with them. And then, like I said, I'll be back in touch.
All right. Feel free to give me a call or shoot me a text anytime.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.